Lounge up at 7th Street. This is TabeelPod.com, the week in Georgia, in English, coming to you from downtown Los Angeles, California. Today is Thursday, the 26th of November, 2015. On this date in 1812, the Battle of Berezina begins during Napoleon's retreat from Russia. 1922, archaeologists enter the tomb of King Tut. 1939, the Soviet Army orchestrates an incident which is used to justify the start of the Winter War with Finland. 4 days later, 1942, Casablanca, the movie, premieres in New York City. Birthdays today are linguist and cool guy Ferdinand de Saussure, cartoonist Charles Schultz, comedian Rich Little, entrepreneur Mary Olivar, and of course, happy Thanksgiving to you all. I'm your host, Mark Mullen. As ever, the podcast is written by Ari Swiecka. Thanks again for those posting to our forum, particularly those who have told us that world experience for Georgia, WEG, is a real and legitimate thing. And to WEG, as with all other non-government organizations, or as they are called in the trade, NGOs, put your funders on your website and be a little bit more transparent. Comments or questions, go to tabeelpod.com or send us an email at tabeelpod@gmail.com. On the 22nd of November, the State Security Service said that a day earlier they arrested 29-year-old Pankhisi Gorge native David Borchashvili under Article 328 of the Criminal Code for, quote, joining a foreign terrorist organization and or providing support in terrorist activities, end quote. Borchashvili was arrested upon arrival at Tbilisi Airport after he was extradited from Turkey. According to Borchashvili's defense lawyer, he confirmed that he had traveled to Syria, but he denies fighting or having any links to the Islamic State or any other terrorist organization. In Syria. He claims, however, that he had contact with the Free Syrian Army. The punishment for the charge of joining a terrorist organization carries a 10 to 18-year jail term. In Tbilisi, Borchashvili was sent directly to a hospital for medical treatment to deal with surgery complications from 7 months earlier from a gunshot wound in his leg. How Borchashvili actually arrived in Tbilisi is a little bit more complicated. He arrived at the airport from Istanbul on the 21st of November along with his mother, but was barred from entering Georgia. Reportedly, security officials told him he would face criminal charges if he entered the country, so Borchashvili flew back to Istanbul, but from there, he was deported back to Tbilisi, where he was arrested. Public Defender's Office said they plan to ask the authorities why they sent Borchashvili, a Georgian citizen, back to Turkey. Meanwhile, updated video footage was uploaded on a YouTube account purportedly showing him along with other armed men riding in the back of a pickup truck, or technical as they call them in Central Asia, as part of a convoy during driving through a town very briefly and blurry. Seems like there was an Islamic State black flag from one of the other trucks in the convoy. The video is posted all over Georgian media. Borchashvili's defense lawyer, Nikolai Shvili, said it does seem that the man was in the video was Borchashvili, but responded that it doesn't mean anything or prove that he was part of a terrorist group and maintained that his client has no links to terrorist groups. Nikolai Shvili is also the defense lawyer of Ayuf Borchashvili, who was arrested in June 2015 on charges of recruiting fighters for Islamic State in Georgia. David Borchashvili and Ayuf Borchashvili are not relatives, but they're both from the same village of Jokolo in Pankhisi Gorge. On the 24th of November, a Tbilisi city court judge ordered his pretrial detention. The criminal charges against him involving membership in a terrorist organization were filed by the prosecutor on the 23rd of November, 2 days after he was arrested. The prosecution has classified the case as secret. According to his lawyer, investigators attached the case to a broader investigation with Georgian law enforcement agencies opened in the spring of 2014. The lawyer claims the only evidence they have is the YouTube video footage. The lawyer examined that. According to Borchashvili, the video was recorded in 2013 in Syria in a town close to the Turkish border, and that the Islamic State was not present in that area at the time. On the 23rd of November, a different video called A Message to the Georgian People circulated on a pro-Islamic State website showing Georgian-speaking men calling on Muslims in Georgia to join the caliphate. They slam Muslim clerics in a jar and threaten to behead infidels in Georgia. The video is over 12 minutes long. They speak in Arabic and some Georgian. There are some Russian subtitles. It was released by the Islamic State's Russian-language media arm, Furat. In the video, there are four young men sitting with Kalashnikov rifles and an RPG grenade launcher. Only two men speak in the video. One of the men who speaks has been identified by Georgian media as Kvicha Gobadze from Ajada. His father, Ilya Gobadze, told journalists that his son went to Turkey about 2 months ago. Rustavioti reported that the three other men in the video are from Guria and that their families were resettled there as eco-migrants from Ajada. The father of one of these men said that his son left Georgia in late August. The video was postponed on Georgian was posted on the Georgian pro-Islamic state WordPress site that describes itself as the Caliphate's Georgian Information Channel. This is the site that came to public attention last week. The State Security Service last week said that they hadn't taken the site down because they were investigating it and several other Georgian language pro-Islamic state sites and gathering evidence. They said that they've launched an investigation into the new video, but also called on and requested Georgian media not to keep circulating the video that contains threats to Georgia. Access to the Georgian language pro-Islamic state WordPress site was then blocked on the 24th of November. The Interior Ministry confirmed that they were blocked by the authorities. The Deputy Interior Minister Archil Talakvadze told the Georgian public broadcaster that the video is aimed at causing panic and is not likely an indication of an intention to carry out any specific attacks against Georgia. According to the Interior Ministry, 479 foreign citizens were barred from entering Georgia within the 10 days after the Paris attacks on the 13th of November. As a reminder, in the week after the Paris terrorist attacks, the Security Crisis Management Council said that they would enact a stricter border control and take additional security measures. So 479 foreigners were denied entry between the 13th and 23rd of November. Moreover, the Interior Ministry said that 31 foreign citizens and one Georgian national were arrested on charges of illegally crossing the border in the period from the 14th to the 24th of November. The Interior Ministry reported that on the 24th of November, one Georgian and one Turkish citizen were arrested while trying to smuggle 15 Somali citizens from Georgia into Turkey in a cargo truck at the Sarpi border crossing. They said that as part of the beefed-up border control, they're applying especially thorough checks for people arriving in Georgia for transit purposes in order to prevent people from high-risk countries from entering illegally to reach third countries via Georgia. On the 20th of November, renowned bass opera singer Pata Burchuladze, who's also known in Georgia for his children's charity foundation Lavnana, or Lullaby, announced that he has canceled all opera performances for the next year to develop his organization, the Georgian Development Fund. Many believe the organization will turn into a political party before the fall 2016 parliamentary elections and that Burchuladze will be politically active. When asked whether he plans to enter politics, Burchuladze replied that he doesn't say yes or no. What he's doing now is strengthening the organization. As a note, there was speculation in the past about Burchuladze's entering politics ahead of the 2008 parliamentary elections and also the 2013 elections to be president. Sorry, technical difficulties here. Burchuladze said that he plans to hold meetings both in Georgia and abroad with civil society organizations and various individuals to present the foundation's plans. He also said that the official presentation of the Georgian Development Fund will be held in December, where they'll present the details of the group's goals and plans. Some of the members of the organization are, importantly, Vano Machavadiani, who served as the foreign policy advisor to President Margvelashvili before resigning in June 2014. He is one of Margvelashvili's oldest and closest friends and is also the brother of Misha Machavadiani with UNM, and for that reason, Bidzina did not want Vano Machavadiani working for Margvelashvili, which was one of the reasons for their falling out. He's the Vano Machavadiani is the executive director of Burchuladze's entity. There's David Giandieri, who served as first deputy justice minister for about a year until November 2013. The supervisory board includes a former mayor of Rustavi and a co-owner of the Toyota dealership in Georgia. Following up on previous week's stories, on the 26th of November, the Ukrainian WikiLeaks site released yet another alleged transcript of a conversation, this one between Misha and former Justice Minister Zuradeshvili. They discussed Russia-Turkey relations, the detention of David Burchuladze on terrorism charges, the Georgian ISIS video, Pata Burchuladze's new development fund.
Misha says, his people are inside the fund and they must become the third political force, be promoted by Rustaviotti. He says Zarami and Targamadze will take care of the promotion. They also discuss whether President Margvelashvili will pardon some high-level UNM officials who are in prison. There's no audio recording, just a transcript. As a reminder, the Ukrainian WikiLeaks site is registered in Russia, and they leaked a whole bunch of transcripts and recordings last month between Misha and Rustaviotti.
For the Georgian Dream. Anthony Bourdain just
finished filming an episode of his CNN show Parts Unknown in Georgia. They filmed in Tbilisi, Batumi, Sizmati, and loved the place. He's a very nice guy, curious, insightful, and smart, according to the report we got. He'll be interested. It'll be interesting to see what he came up with. Following up on last week's story on Defense Minister Hiva Kelly's foreign visit, she was in Canada for the Halifax Security Forum. Within the framework of the forum, Hiva Kelly met with Robert York, the Deputy Defense Secretary of the U.S., and the Defense Minister of Canada, the Netherlands, Albania, Macedonia, and Montenegro. A major part of the meeting was related to discussing both NATO relations and the implementation of the NATO substantial package. Speaking at a panel discussion at the Security Forum, she said that the West should have a clearly defined agenda that also reflects the interests of its partners like Georgia and Ukraine. She's been talking with Russia over possible partnerships with Syria. Hiva Kelly's foreign visit then continued to New York, UN headquarters. She met with Undersecretary General for Peacekeeping Operations, Hervé Lodzic. Hiva Kelly said that Georgia is ready to further its international contribution to global peace, and that they have very experienced soldiers, generals, and colonels who will be valuable to UN missions. She also reminded Prime Minister Kavakuli to make concrete promises at UN summits.
Now Georgia was starting to take action to fulfill those promises. Interior Minister Georgi Gebreshvili met Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev and Azerbaijan's Interior Minister on the 26th of November. They discussed cooperation between their interior ministries in respects to regional security, terrorism, as well as fighting organized crime. It's pretty unusual that an interior minister would meet Aliyev, and is an indication that neither the president or prime minister is significantly in charge, because we all know who's in charge. Foreign Minister of Latvia Edgars Renkevics paid an official visit to Georgia from the 23rd to the 25th of November. He met with the president, prime minister, foreign minister, and parliamentary speaker, visited the administrative boundary line with South Ossetia, as well as a kindergarten in the village of Ditsi in Gori municipality, which was refurbished with support from the Latvian Embassy of Georgia. While with Georgian leadership, they discussed Georgia-EU relations, and Latvian foreign minister said Georgia must expect a positive recommendation from Brussels. During the visit, they announced that Tbilisi will host a Georgian-Latvian Intergovernmental Economic Commission meeting during December. The EU Commission for European Neighborhood Policy Enlargement, Johannes Hahn, arrived in Tbilisi on the 26th of November for the sixth informal Eastern Partnership Dialogue. Ministers and high-level officials from six Eastern European countries are attending, from Armenia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Georgia, Moldova, Ukraine, focusing on foreign affairs as well as on health cooperation. The U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Bridget Brink was on a visit to Georgia this week. She met with President Margvelashvili and Prime Minister Kharabashvili. She was posted to Tbilisi twice and knows the country well. Following up on last week's story, on the 19th of November, the Prime Minister's special representative to Russia, Zura Abashidze, met with Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Grigory Karasin in Prague. The last time they met was in February 2015. The delegation from Georgia also included someone from the Foreign Ministry and the Economic Ministry's Transport Department. They discussed humanitarian issues, including the possibility of extraditing Georgian citizens who are serving time in prison in Russia, particularly those serving for spying charges. Also, during the meeting, Russia affirmed that they are contemplating simplifying visa rules for some categories of Georgia citizens. They discussed trade, and both sides noted that it's planned in the near future that the volume of exports from Georgia to Russia will increase, as will shipping between the two countries. On the 24th of November, the Alliance of Patriots called off their hunger strike against election fraud after 16 days. As a reminder, it was led by Irma Inashvili, who is a candidate in Sagareggio District for member of parliamentary by-elections in October. She lost the Georgian Dream candidate. Her party said there was fraud in the election, and they went on hunger strike to protest for change in the electoral system ahead of the 2016 fall parliamentary elections. They called off the hunger strike after meeting with several parliamentarians on the 24th of November, including Vice Speaker of Parliament Mananako Bahidze, head of the majority Zviad Kvanchatiradze, and head of the Human Rights Committee Eka Beselia. The parliamentarians said they would introduce a package of amendments to election legislation. Reportedly, some of the amendments involve restrictions on administrative resources and also making it compulsory for every citizen to vote. Likely more on this to come. On the 20th of November, Russian border guards kidnapped a father and son in their 60s and 30s, respectively, for allegedly crossing the border into South Ossetia. They were herding cattle at the Kerev village. On the 23rd of November, three men were kidnapped by Russian border guards from outside a church in the Azvi village near the administrative boundary line when they came out from celebrating St. George's Day. They were with their families and children, but the families were allowed to go. Just the men were kidnapped and taken to Skhinvali. It was then reported that three more men were kidnapped from the Kveshi village in eastern Gori near the administrative boundary line, one man on the 23rd of November while walking to the local church for Giorgoba, and two young men on the 24th. On that note, on the 23rd of November was St. George's Day, or Giorgoba, and was a public holiday in Georgia, widely celebrated in the Orthodox Church. 23rd of November marked the day when St. George was tortured on the wheel. And, of course, it was also the date of the Rose Revolution. There was a meeting of the NATO-Georgian Commission in Brussels on the 24th of November. The permanent representative to NATO commended Georgia on reforms carried out in 2015 through the NATO-Georgia Annual National Program. Minister for European and Euro-Atlantic Integration David Bakradze and Deputy Foreign Minister David Dondua attended. After the meeting, Bakradze met with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Foreign ministers of San Marino, Pasquale Valenti, was on an official visit to Tbilisi, met the present prime minister, foreign minister, parliamentary speaker. He and foreign minister Kvitikashvili signed a memorandum of understanding. Also visited the administrative boundary line. Georgian Healthcare Group is listed on the London Stock Exchange as the 19th... As of the 19th of November, it was valued on the stock market at about £260 million. They attracted $100 million in new capital by listing on the London Stock Exchange. Georgia Healthcare Group is owned by Evex Medical Corporation and Imedi-L Insurance Firm. On the 19th of November, two workers were badly injured in an accident at a manganese mine in Chiatura in Imereti. They were blinded. Georgian Manganese, the company that owns the mines in Chiatura, said the accident happened during blasting work to extract ore in a closed-down mine. The Mining and Metallurgical Workers Trade Union has demanded to set up a commission to find out what happened, but they want to be a part of the commission. The trade union believes security rules were violated. The Interior Ministry said that an investigation has been launched for violation of security rules. As a reminder, MISHA closed down the Georgian labor inspection in 2006, because of corruption, but no new agency was created afterwards to replace it. Currently, there are inspectors that work that monitor work conditions, but they're part of the health ministry and don't have the authority to issue fines or take other measures against employers who violate safety rules. They can only issue recommendations. In my own view, the current government has unsuccessfully tried to champion workers' rights, most misguidedly trying to increase job protection, but really has only set up new bureaucracy, being a pain to employers. But the real need, still unaddressed, is worker safety. In mining, of course, but also construction. On the 26th of November, the Constitutional Court upheld a plea from a Georgian citizen to temporarily bar a clause in Georgian law that does not allow for live organ transplants unless the organs are donated from a family member. The law is there to prevent organ trafficking. The man who appealed to the Constitutional Court urgently needs a liver transplant and doesn't have a donor within his family, so his argument is that the law goes against his freedom to life. In an interview with Itar Tass, the president of South Ossetia, Leonid Tibilov, said that it's possible that there are Georgians fighting working Georgian fighters working for ISIS and that they might try to get into South Ossetia. So he said they will secure their borders, but not from people kidnapping Georgians walking out of churches. A delegation from the International Monetary Fund visited Georgia late last week to discuss with officials the country's economic outlook, including structural reforms planned by the government, the state budget, and macroeconomic parameters. Georgia and the UN signed a Partnership for Sustained Development Agreement, which outlines UN activities in the country for the period 2016-20. It was signed by Prime Minister Khadabashvili and UN Resident Coordinator in Georgia, Niels Scott. The framework covers the area of democratic governance, jobs, livelihood, and social protection, education, health, and human security, community resilience. The EU extended the mandate of its Special Representative for South Caucasus and the crisis in Georgia on the 28th of February 2017. The Special Representative works on peaceful settlements to some conflicts in the region, including Nagorno-Karabakh, and represents the EU in the Geneva talks. Former Foreign Minister of France, Bernard Kouchner, was in Georgia to discuss and share knowledge of reforms of the healthcare system. He was invited by healthcare Dato Sergenenko. Kouchner is chairman of the board of the Global Alliance Health Organization and is co-founder of Doctors Without Borders. He came because Tbilisi hosted a conference, Healthcare Challenges in the 21st Century, Georgia and the World. Microsoft is adding the Lodi symbol to its operating system, as well as the Azerbaijani Manat for Windows 7, 8, and 8.1 programs. On the 26th of November, the Senate of the Republic of Italy, which is a branch of parliament, ratified the EU Association Agreement with Georgia. They are the 27th out of 28 member countries to ratify it. Only Belgium is left. People from the Bollywood film industry visited Georgia this week to explore new filming locations. They met with Deputy Minister of Economy and National Tourism Administration to negotiate filming deals. As a reminder, in July, the government launched the Film in Georgia initiative to develop the local film industry. Under the program, the government will cover 20% of filming costs for filmmakers who shoot feature films, television, movies, drama series, soap operas, animations, and documentary films in Georgia. A high-tech pharmaceutical factory called Yonavis was opened in Tbilisi within the Produce in Georgia state-sponsored program. Reportedly, Yonavis Pharmaceutical Factory will be using Georgian plants and raw materials in their recipes and also have the goal of introducing family home recipes into pharmaceuticals. The former agriculture ministry building in Tbilisi near the Tbilisi Concert Hall will be transformed into a five-star hotel by the company Georgian Property. The project was signed with the government in 2008, but was suspended because of the 2008 war. The government has now exempted the firm Georgian Property from fines they had for not meeting investment obligations. Now, there are some amendments to the agreement. They will have to build a 120-room five-star hotel within 48 months. Georgian Property is expected to invest $20 million to build a hotel. Local property development company M2 Residential LLC received a $7 million loan package from the International Finance Corporation to build a new mid-range hotel. It will be a three-star Ramada Encore Hotel in Tbilisi. Last week, the IFC provided a $23 million loan package to the same company to build around 1,800 green apartments in Tbilisi. According to Sulhan Zumberidze, General Director of Georgian State Electrosystems, they've completed intensive negotiations with Azerbaijan and agreed on various details in an energy transit agreement. Georgia will get about 500,000 lari as transit country from Azerbaijan to Turkey. They're expected to sign the deal next year. Georgia joined the UN's Orange the World campaign to end violence against women and girls. It's the 16 Days of Activism campaign running from the 25th of November, which is International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, until the 10th of December, which is International Human Rights Day. The slogan is Say No and is meant to raise awareness and express solidarity with victims of gender violence. In Georgia, the campaign is being run by the Ministry of Health. The Georgian Women's Movement staged a protest outside the government office in Tbilisi on the evening of the 25th of November against child marriages for the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. They staged a play with school children where girls were in a classroom and then left their desks to don veils and become wives and mothers. There seems to be a lot of progress in moving the marriage age to 18 in Georgia. A film when the earth seems to be light by three Georgian filmmakers won the best first appearance prize at the International Documentary Film Festival in Amsterdam. The film follows a group of young skaters in Georgia and their disillusionment with their country. The film will play at the Tbilisi International Film Festival on the 4th and 6th of December. They have a link to the, we have a link to the trailer in our forum. Tbilisi will host the 2016 International Weightlifting Federation Junior World Championships. The International Weightlifting Federation, or IWF, originally planned to hold it in Tunis, the capital of Tunisia, but then decided to withdraw because of security concerns. It's now been relocated to Tbilisi for June 2016. As a note, Tbilisi hosted the European Weightlifting Championship in April 2015. The IWF said that the event was successful and well-organized, and that's why they chose Georgia. Caucus Business Week reports that three graduates from the Free University received some of the highest GRE scores in physics. One student is listed among the top 5% in the GRE and physics scores in the world. 74-year-old Georgian chess player Nona Gaprindashvili won in the Senior World Chess Championship that was held in the Italian town of Aquiterme. She's the first female chess grandmaster. Parliamentary news. On the 25th of November, Parliament endorsed the credentials of two new lawmakers from the Georgian Dream ruling coalition. They are Tamar Khidasheli and Soso Danelia, who were elected in the Sagaregio and Martvili single-mandate constituencies, respectively, in the 31st of October by-elections. Danelia won the race over his only competitor in Martvili, Eteri Medzvelia of the Alliance of Patriots, with 72.54% of the votes. Tamar Khidasheli of the Republican Party won in Sagaregio by a margin of just 559 votes over Irma Inashvili from the Alliance of Patriots, who then went on hunger strike, as we discussed earlier. To recap on seat distribution in the parliament now, out of 150 seats, the Georgian Dream parliamentary majority group has 88 members in the 150-seat parliament. UNM parliamentary group has 46 seats, and the Free Democrats, 8 seats. The newly launched party, New Political Center Girici, or Pinecone, which is led by lawmaker Zura Bashidze, has 4 seats. Those 4 were of the UNM party, but they quit in May 2015. Then there are 4 seats in the parliament held by independent lawmakers. The government submitted a draft legislation amendment to parliament envisioning an increase in excise tax on tobacco and some alcoholic beverages starting from January 2016. The government expects an additional 90 million lari in tax revenues with the planned excise tax increase. According to the proposal, excise tax on a pack of filtered cigarettes will be increased from 20 tetri to 1.1 lari, on unfiltered cigarettes from 5 tetri to 30 tetri. Retail sales tax will be doubled to 10%. Excise tax on vodka will be increased from 6 lari to 10 lari per liter, and it goes on for other alcohol and spirits. The meme this week is a picture by a Facebook page called Godlike Georgian Memes, where they illustrate how Georgians say how important Georgia was in medieval times. Bigger than Jupiter. It's very funny. 200 shares and 1,000 likes. And there's another case of offensive marketing, perhaps, following the mock ISIS iPhone video last week. A Georgian publishing house released a video of some guy dressed as Hitler and pretending to be Hitler walking around Rustaveli. It's weird. An interview with Richard Miles, who was U.S. ambassador to Georgia from 2002 to 2005, on the absolute hopelessness there was in Georgia in the last years of the Shevardnadze rule, preparing for the 2003 parliamentary elections, trying to make them properly well-run, and the Rose Revolution. I'm in there with naming rights for the Rose Revolution, which is sort of half correct. It's a really extremely interesting story, the best I've read by far by somebody who knows what's going on. Take a look. I especially encourage anyone interested in international democracy and governance assistance over the next year before these parliamentary elections to take a look in terms of how it was done then. Heather Yunt of IWPR explores the phenomenon of Georgia's shrinking population. According to the preliminary news results, Georgia's population is 3.7 million, whereas previously it was thought to be 4.5 million. She also examines what was faulty with the 2002 census, which estimates the amount of Abkhazia and South Ossetia had falsely registered emigration data. Parliamentarian Teto Chaparidze writes in the National Interest that the 2016 parliamentary elections will determine if Georgia is a consolidated democracy. Quartz has a photo essay on women transforming Ukraine's police force, which naturally features Deputy Interior Minister Ekaz Guladze. Lots of great pictures. The Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project with Studio Monitor report on the dangers of using natural gas in cars, which is widely used in Georgia. While it's cheaper, they can also explode and kill people. So they got that going against them. The BBC picked up the story that was in our meme last week of the bad marketing iPhone commercial in Georgia that mimicked a jihadi video. Conan O'Brien has a series of videos on his site from his trip to Armenia earlier this fall with his assistant. As mentioned, video from CNN traveling through the old Silk Route to Armenia and to Georgia to learn about what is claimed to be the birthplace of wine. Culinary Backstreets has a new series called Tbilisi Sketches. For this edition, Andrew North illustrates making traditional tone bread. Paul Salopek documents his Out of Eden walk in National Geographic. He visits the Sakdrisi gold mine in the town of Kazreti in southern Georgia. Talks about how gold drives history. There's a conference at the Vatican this week discussing the life and work of Father Petre Karishirashvili, who in the 19th century developed the Catholic Church in Georgia. Vatican Radio talks with the Georgian ambassador to the Holy See about promoting his work. Georgia Today looks at one activist who painted and cheered up some Zugdidi dumpsters. Trailer for the film When the Earth Seems to Be Light, that won a documentary film festival in Amsterdam, as mentioned earlier. It looks really beautiful. Check it out. For CRC, the people from the think tank World Experience for Georgia, WEG, said that when discussing energy issues in electoral campaigns, it should be evidence-based, which hasn't been the case. They've just made general statements. All this stuff to read is posted on the forum. This week's GeoCapital number is 58. That's how many agricultural lands in Georgia were registered to foreigners between 2014 and July 2015, according to information from the public registry. This is after the moratorium on selling agricultural land to foreigners expired. The American Chamber of Commerce of Georgia said this is a small amount and believes they are still pursuing, the government is still pursuing a no registration policy when it comes to foreigners owning agricultural land. They cite how the public registry has found ways to delay registering foreigners' ownership. As a reminder, the Tbilisi International Film Festival is running from the 30th of November to the 6th of December. Be sure to get a schedule. The Tbilisi Book Days Festival from the 27th to the 29th is at Expo Georgia. Go to bookexpo.ge to learn more. There's lectures, exhibitions by famous editors, illustrators, and authors. In Tbilisi on the 28th of November, there'll be a screening of the documentary Urbanized at the Kiwi Cafe, organized by the environmental activist Iare Pechit. In Tbilisi on the 8th of December, TI Georgia is celebrating the 15th anniversary. It's 15th anniversary with an exhibition and documentary screening. And they're on Agmashenebeli now, not on Rustaveli. Contact them as soon as possible to attend if you are interested. And that's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. That's Tango, X-Ray, Tango, Bravo, Uniform, Kilo. Our email is tbilpod@gmail.com or post to the form on the website, www.tbilpod.com. And we will finish with, from 1971, this is Faces and Stay With Me.